Welcome to Consensus or Controversy, Radiation and Medical Oncology Investigators' Perspectives on the Role of Immune Checkpoint Inhibitors in the Management of Locally Advanced Non-Small Cell Lung Cancer, a special audio program developed from a satellite CME symposium held at the 2019 ASTRO meeting in Chicago. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. This program features the perspectives of four leading clinical investigators: Dr. Shruti Jolly, Billy Liu, Jyothi Patel, and Corey Langer, who served as the moderator. Prior to the meeting, the faculty and a panel of investigators reviewed and provided their responses to a survey with a number of challenging clinical scenarios that were reviewed during the meeting. Dr. Langer began with the first module on the evaluation of checkpoint inhibitors for patients with locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer.
First, we're going to start off with a case. This is a 65-year-old former smoker, stage 3B squamous cell, history of COPD, completes 6 cycles of carbo-PAC radiation, but unfortunately develops grade 2 esophagitis with 10-pound weight loss. Durva is planned but not started. The esophagitis ultimately resolves at about 6 weeks. Should Durva be initiated at this point? The majority of you said yes, 3% said no, and a very honest group, 25%, said I don't know. If we look at the faculty, both those here and those who are not here, pretty unanimous. I think all of us would start. Jody, do you think there's any issue in terms of the timing? Is there a point where we should forego checkpoint inhibition in this setting?
So certainly I don't think it's been evaluated prospectively. With the Pacific trial, we know that the window tends to be about 6 weeks. We think about that for adjuvant chemotherapy. For lung cancer, sometimes we'll even go out to 12 weeks. My desire is to get it in a little bit more quickly. I think one of the questions I have or sort of was thinking about as you were talking about the case was, should we start seeing patients every week after the completion of chemoradiation to ensure that we do get the durvalumab in or to assess exactly when toxicity is resolved? So I think that's something that may be practice changing or clinically important.